Okay. Yep, I got my audio. All right. Mike and I were trying to tag team that one, and he was having a problem, so I'm going to pick it up. Okay. IDs. NXDN IDs. The NXDN radios limit you to a 5-digit ID. So it doesn't quite fit with the same ID scheme that DMR does. And they do have a, there is a sign-up page for NXDN IDs. The thing that you need to understand about the ID system between NXDN and DMR is that NXDN and the networking of NXDN and the ICOM piece, which is called IDAS, but they're compatible at some, there's a crossover between the two where they can talk to each other. I won't get into that right now. But that actually predated a lot of the DMR networking that was going on, and certainly predated Brandmeister, that the guys were playing with that. And we got started with NXDN and then locally, and then we moved over to DMR. But so it's only 5 digits. And, of course, you know, the DMR ID is 7 digits. So people are saying, well, what do I do? You know, I can't use my whole DMR ID. So the typical suggestion is to use the last 5 digits of your primary DMR ID. So that will hopefully be unique or relatively unique to you, and you can sign up for on the webpage. I guess Mike is going to post the link to the webpage because I don't know it off the top of my head. Again, NXDN was started, and the amateur networking of NXDN was started and predates Brandmeister. So, you know, they had systems in place. They had definitions in place for talk group IDs and things like that. And, you know, and then DDM came to the party late. And we're fitting in, so you know, that's kind of handles that. As far as the next step, if you've got a hotspot and a DMR radio, you can. There is software out there that will allow you to use your DMR radio on the NXDN network when you're operating through your hotspot. So investigate that. PiStar, which is the most prevalent of the,